Okay, today's daf is Peah Daf Nun Gimel, and we are on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. We'll start on top, and again, the Masechta Shiurim are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we are on the top of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. We're talking about Rosh Yeshuros. So if you remember in the Mishnah on yesterday's daf, we discussed three cases where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree. Even though there's a machlokas that we had earlier about if something is next to the Gaddish and next to the Gapa Gaddish Bakar Kalim, those four, that was a machlokas, and we discussed what that machlokas was about and what cases they agree, and is that a chumra, is that a kula, if you remember, does this belong in Masechas Idius or not? But these three cases, everybody agrees, and the first one is Rashi Hashuros, that just the the first bundle or the first stalk in the row, that's not included in, that can't be Shechacha. Number two, the second case, which also Beis Hashem will come up on today's daf, is Omer Shekinegdo Mochiach. If, let's say I have 100, that's the number that Gemara gives today, if I have 100 bundles or 100 stalks growing, 10 in each direction, 10 by 10, and I go down one of the rows and I leave the last one, that's not Shechacha yet because it's also part of the other row that's going east-west. So you can't say it's Shechacha if it is not forgotten from the other row. That was number two. And the third case was a case that came up earlier in the Masechta as well. If I picked it up already and then I put it down, I was ready zoche in it. So all those three cases, everybody agrees that it is not shechacha. The third case, because it's already yours. Right? And shechacha means that you weren't kone yet. So now the Gemara says, minayin l'rashe shuros. How do I know this halacha? How do you know the patur of Rashi Shuros? Why can't the first one be in the world of shechacha? Right, it's kind of the opposite. Peah lecharchila has to be on the edge, and here shechacha it can't be on the edge. Right, if it's the first one, or we said the last time, the last one also is not included in shechacha because you can't go back to it. You can't pass it and then go back to it. The iser of bal tashuv, as Hashem we will talk about soon. But so it's kind of the opposite of a peah. So b'nai l'rashi shuro. So how do I know this halacha that the first one? So I'm Rabbi Yonah Ksiv. Right, Rabbi Yonah seems to be very popular in the Yerushalmi, not as popular in the Bavli. We have Rabbi Yonah in the Bavli. Remember Hekesha Rabbi Yonah, one of the most well-known items that Rabbi Yonah said was the Hekesh between Nida and all the Arayas. Nida is including all the Arayas. Hukshu kol Arayas kulam. The Hekesh is brought in Maseches Kedushin and elsewhere. That's Rabbi Yonah. So I'm Rabbi Yonah. Ksiv ki sikser ketzircha basadecha v'shachachta. When you harvest your field v'shachachta and you forget. So we darshin tiksar harvesting v'shachachta. V'shachachta is within tiksar. Masha ta kotzer ata shocheach. Only when you're in the world of ketzira. So that's when your shechacha makes a difference. If you're not in the world of Ketzira yet, it's the first one, before you even started, so then it is not going to be considered shechacha. Rav Shlomo Zalman wonders about this. Is it really the first act of cutting that makes it shechacha? He says, that's what I would think from reading this Gemara, that it's the first act of cutting, which if you remember way back on Dav Aleph in Maseches Peah, we had, when is the Machayiv of Peah? The Ketzira. Right when you do the Ketzira. And that's what we said. If a person converts before or after, that's the crucial moment. But if Shlomo Zalman just wonders, he says, originally I thought, Im shachach shiboles, kodem shehiskel klaliksar, if a person forgets a stalk before he even started to harvest, ain't a shechacha. If he didn't harvest anything yet, then it's not going to be shechacha. Mishum de mikol makom, Ketzira shiboles rishonim miyut tzrichim kumo bepeah. It's like peah. Peah is only mechuyev when it starts, and so too shechacha is only when it starts. That's what I would have thought, because that's what it sounds like from our Gemara. Rak ma de beina shei maschil mikol shura kodem shishkach shibolas posa shura hu asmachta. The fact that you need him to forget from each shura, okay, that's an asmachta, not for us now. But then he says, I don't think so, because what happens if a person goes in and forgets the second row one? And then he went to the third one. So that second one could be shechacha, even though he didn't cut anything yet. Achin chozrani bi, says Shlomo Zalman. Kilo tzrichim klal shum ketzira tchila. You don't need to cut first. The ketzira shibolas hashnia, chashuv ketzira lagabe ze, shekfar yochol shecha shibolas harishon avu emes. Sometimes you can go backwards, he says. Or, it's not Tafka. It goes other rayas to this. Again, this is the Mandani Aretz in Manas Aniyim, Heyud. Goes other rayas, but it's not Tafka, the beginning of the first harvest, but at least it's the beginning of your entrance into this topic. Remember, we discussed this on the Rambam a couple of days ago. When we discussed the Rambam Shita, the Rambam says, in the beginning of his discussion about the shichacha, he says everybody has to forget. And we mentioned then from the Torah Zroim, why do the workers have to forget? Why are the workers any different than everybody else? Let me just read the lashon again. They're in Matnas Aniyim. This is again Perkei Alech Aleph. Homer sheshachu polim lo shachu balasada. Shachu balasada lo shachu polim. If somebody forgot and not the other one, the workers or the owner, or shachu elu ve'elu v'hayu shamachirim overin veronos on beis shachu, or they both forgot but other passerbyers didn't forget. That's not shechachah yet. Achishkachu kaladam, until everybody forgot. So ask the Torah Zroim. So there's a special Lima that talks to me about the forgetting of the workers, but why should the workers are no different than anybody else? So why does the workers have any special status? So he explained that the workers have a special status because, remember we said, Zachar ul basof nishkach is a question. But how could that be a question? When a person plants something, they always know. So when is it in the world of shichacha that you're remembering or forgetting is significant? So that's when the polem start being involved and they forget or they are working in it. That's when a zechira or the shichacha of the owner makes a difference. So there you see, it's not dafka the katsira, but when you start being involved in the field, that's when it is shechacha, but not before you start. So that's the limud here, that if it's before I start, it's the first one, so that it's not going to be shechacha. Right? That's the Rashi Shuros. So the Gemara says now, Ad kadun Rashi Shuros, kama. So this teaches me the Rashi Shuros, the first stalk standing. As we mentioned already a number of times, shechacha is both. Shechachas kama, and shichachas shibolim, and stalks and bundles. Unlike peah. Peah lechadchila is when it's still attached. But if I got everything, then I have to give it, the chiyuv transfers to talish. But shichacha is obviously done by forgetting, and it applies to bundles in the field that were already detached, and it applies to kama standing. So the Gemara is going to try to find a limud to all four cases, Rashi Shura and Sof Shura, by kama and by talish. Those four cases. So Ad Kadun Rashi Shuros Kama. So I know when the pasuk is referring to the standing stalks at the beginning of the row. Sof Shuros. We're going to change the girsa here. Umrin and the end of the shura, the bundles that are left. I'm sorry. How do I know? That's a question. Sof Shuros Umrin. How do I know the bundles at the end? The last one we said is also not shechacha. Amar Rav Yona lo sashuv lekachto mi makomo shebata lo toshuv lekachto. From where you have gone and where you have come, don't go back. But the last row, you're not going back to. You didn't pass by it. You left it before you got there. So that's not going to be shechacha. That's the limud. So we know tchilas, the first row of kama, and the last in the row of talush. So how do you know the other two? Ad kedun, Rashi Shuros, again switching, kama, sof shuros, look at the gra umrin, Rashi Shuros umrin, v'sof shuros kama. How do you know the other cases? How do you know the other ones that are not mentioned? And again, we want to have shichacha stalks, beginning and end, and shichachas bundles, beginning and end, and we only have two. How do you know the other four? So Amar Rabbi Yona, how do you know the other two? Amar Rabbi Yona, Nelif Rosh Shuros Omrim, Mi Rosh Shuros Kama, V'sof Shuros Kama, Mi Sof Shuros Omrim. Right, the Pasuk, if you look at the Pasuk, it's only referring to the standing stalks at the beginning of the row, and the cut bundles at the end of the row. How do you know the opposite, the other one? So we learned it from a Mamasinu, that just like there's two types of shechacha, so just like the shechacha at the beginning is the shechacha at the just like there's no shechacha at the beginning, there's no shechacha at the end, and it applies to both, so we have a Mamasinu. So the shechacha is at root the lotase, right? The Sefer HaChinuch counts Shichacha in Mitzvah Tavkuf Tzadi Gimel. I don't know if we read this one in the last couple of days. Tavkuf Tzadi Gimel, the Sefer HaChinuch says, Shalikach Omer HaShichacha Mitzvua Omei Ilanos. Not to take Shichacha. Right? Not to take it once we forgot it. So it's not really, it's a mitzvah that you do when forgetting. But the losase is, after I forgot and now I remember, I shouldn't go back. Shenimnanu Milakachas Omer HaShichacha. Shenemar V'Shachacht Omer Basadeh. Lo sashuv lekachto, do not return to take it. That's the iser. Vizeh halav, and says the chinuch, this is one of the lavim hanitakin lase. It's a lav hanitak lase. What if I went back? What if I went back and took the bundle? So there's a mitzvah lase to give it back. So omer, just like we have by peah, omer is not shichacha. Shichachasa omer is not just leaving the bundle originally, when I originally forget it, and then I remember, leave it. But even if I took it, Should give it back to the aniyim. Shenemar lager layasom v'lamana yiyah. V'kvar kasavti b'seder zeh b'ni shiluach hakan. I already spoke about this in, by the mitzvah of shiluach hakan in mitzvah tov kuf mem dalid. Right, that's earlier. Right, these are kiseitze mitzvos. 72 of them. There's a lot. Shekol lo sase anitik lasei. Every lot of anitik lasei kiyam asei shabo in a loke. If somebody is mekayim the asei, or even just has the potential to be mekayim the asei, there's no malchus. Why? Says Chazal tell us dumi delav techasima. We know the halacha of malchus arboim yakenu that's written next to. Also in Kiseitse, losachsom sharbetisho, written next to the isser of muzzling one's animals. So Chazal understand that all lavim that are going to get malchus have to be dumin to lav dechasima. And if they're not similar to lav dechasima, then one doesn't get malchus. So lav dechasima is an active aveira, right? I put a muzzle on the animal. So all lavim has to be a lav sheyish b'maisa. If it's a lav nitik lasei, you're not going to get malchus because lo sasson jorbedisho is not a lav hanitik lasei. It's not a lav shebeklolos. It's not an all-inclusive lav that includes many things. It's not a lav shenitel lansaras misas bezdin. It's not a lav that potentially I could get misa for. So all four of those are learned out in some way from dumya de lav dechasima. But including this, a lav hanitik lasei. So therefore, I'm only going to get malchus if it becomes impossible to do the lot, to perform the mitzvahs asay, so then it's not nitak asay anymore. But as long as I do or I can do the mitzvahs asay, so then I am obligated to, I'm not going to get malchus. V'amashal bazeh, says the Sefer HaChinuch, now this is still in Tavkuf Sadi Gimel, ha-peya sheish la b'ksirasa, similar to peya. There's a lav in cutting it, but if I do it, v'im katsarota, lo yischai malchus, ala katsira. I'm not going to get malchus for that harvesting my entire field. Shara yachol l'sakein es asher ives, sheitznenu l'aniyim b'shvilam. I can still give it to the aniyim. V'yafilu dosh hachita v'tachna v'afa. And even if, as we had earlier, I already threshed and ground, I baked the peya into a cookie. Yitain me hapas shir hapeil aniyim. I should still give 1/60th to the aniyim. Vari adayin biyodol asakin. I can still fix it below yilke. Avalam yakar mikre shetovad achita hikulo tisareif. If I don't have the opportunity anymore, so then I'm going to get malchus. Shari ef shalo o l'kayim asei shabo v'kvar oval alav azeh v'lo yucha l'tikun v'zeh yikra b'gemara lo kimo. It's still a chiddush. You might have said, if at the moment that you did the lo saseh, it was nitak lasei, so then it is enough to say you're never going to get malchus. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara, based on Maseches Makos, says that if the possibility disappears, that I'm not going to get malchus. I think we mentioned a couple weeks ago, the lav nitak lasei, 2 points. Number one, lav nitak lasei is related to two other sugis and shas where aseis and los aseis overlap. We have lav nitak lasei, asi docha los asei, and mitzvah haba b'aveira. Those three all have to be viewed. They're all separate sugyas. But asi dechalos asei, you should do the mitzvah. Mitzvah b'aveira, you're not allowed to do the mitzvah through the aveira. And lav nitak lasei is once you did the aveira, so then I do the mitzvah. Those three are all related to each other, where mitzvahs and aveiras overlap. I think we mentioned from the Stechemet. Stechemet gathers. Sechema, one of the great Gdolim of the 1800s, who wrote the encyclopedia, he was a Rav in Chevron, so he writes there, why isn't every losase a nitak lase to the mitzvah of tshuva? If you remember, we mentioned this. Like, every losase is lav nitak lase. So you should never get malchus. So he gives three answers. One answer is, well, if every lav is lav nitak lase to tshuva, so the isser of muzzling is also a lav nitak lasei to tshuva. So then there's no problem. Every lav would be dumya de lav dechasima. If, right, because it's a lav nitak lasei, no problem. One answer. The other answer is that maybe this is the straightforward answer. Lav nitak lasei means a lav nitak to a specific asei. It has to be not a general, a specific asei to do in this instance. I could return the money. I could return the tfuah. But a general tshuva, that's not included. And the third idea that he quotes is based on that Noda Behuda. Noda Behuda asks, in a tshuva, why is it that we don't accept tshuva for chayvi mises bezdin? Let's say somebody's b'chal Shabbos with Hasra and with Edim, and then before the bezdin gets their act together, he becomes a Baal tshuva, he becomes a Rosh Hashiva, and 10 years later, they finally get this guy to court with witnesses, and he's done tshuva gemura. He's still chayvi misa. He's still chayvi malchus. Why don't we accept tshuva for chayvi malchus, chayvi any punishment of bezdin? So there are various answers given. The Rebbe Yehuda says, I think, that the whole judicial system would fall apart. If everybody knows they could always do tshuva, they do tshuva and they'll be pater. But another answer, I don't remember if this is the Rebbe Yehuda or the Chida or others, and that is, well, how do we know if he really did tshuva? Right? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. How does Bezdin know? Bezdin can't act based on machshava and what they think. So that's the third answer of the Steich Emet. How do we know if he did tshuva? Well, I don't think the tshuva, but who knows? He'll say he did tshuva, but we don't even know if he did tshuva. So yeah, it's a big sugya that I know to be Yehuda, but that's the discussion here. The Sefer HaChinuch has that discussion here in Mitzvah Tavkuf Sadeh Gimel in the Isser of going back for Shechacha. But as we just learned, going back for Shechacha has to be, it's in the world of returning. If it's the first one, you're not in the Parsha yet, and if it's the last one, it's not a question of returning because you didn't get there yet. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ha'omer Shekenegdo Mochiach. So what was the second case we had in the Mishnah that everybody agrees? Omer Shekenegdo. The way we explained that was, as the Gemara is going to explain it, there's 100 stalks, and I go down one row, and I left the last one, so that was not Shechacha yet. Because, I don't know because it's the last one, but I could have made a left turn and continue, but it's part of another row. So Omer Shekenegdo Mochiach, that saves it. So says the Gemara, what happens if, let's say I did that, let's say I have the 100, 10 by 10. I went from north to south, assuming north's on top, right? I go down and I forget the bottom one. And then, so it's not shechacha, that corner one, because it's still part of the horizontal row. And then what do? I do that whole horizontal row and I forget the same bundle, that corner bundle. I forget it. So now is it shechacha? Because now that kenegdo row was already done and I forgot it. And this is a similar question that we asked a week or so ago. The Mefarshim pointed out, could something that wasn't Shechacha then become Shechacha? And we're going to have a similar answer to what we said earlier. Says the Gemara, Ha'omer Shekenegdo Mochiach, Ketzad, Hayelo Eser Shuro Shel Asar Asar Umrin. Now, what's the case? You have 10 rows of 10 bundles each. Ve'imer Echad Mehen Bitzafon V'darom V'shachach Echad Mehen. And I harvest and I bundle and I take them away, or I go straight from north to south, and I forgot the last one. Right, that's what we said, because it's still part of the east-west row. But what about now? What if you then do the east-west one and you forget it? Can it now become Shechacha? Can it now become Shechacha? So the Gemara is going to give a similar answer to what we had a couple of days ago. But we're many Lashonos here. Maybe I take the opportunity for 2 minutes to talk about the sugya of Ma'amer, because that's what we're talking about here, right? We're talking about the mitzvah, and when we forget, we should leave it, but we know there's a malacha of Ma'amer. Ma'amer is one of the few halachas, one of the few malachos that hardly ever comes up. Unless somebody is in the field under their apple tree gathering apples, which is not such a common thing on Shabbos, but it hardly ever comes up. Why doesn't it come up? The Gemara says, "Ein ma'amer ela b'gdulei karka." Number one, there's only ma'amer by things that grow from the ground. So if you have a mess at home and you're gathering your stuff up to clean up the mess, there's not going to be ma'amer there. Also, another answer, another limitation. This is in Tosfos. This is not in the Gemara. This is in Tosfos. The Mishnah in Beitza, Daf Lamed Aleph tells us, on Yontif, you're allowed to bring wood from what was set aside before Shabbos. Or you're allowed to bring the wood unless you want to make a fire on Shabbos, and you designate a wood. It's not muksa. That's the context of Maseches Beitza. Mevi'en eitzim min asadeh min hamechunas u'min hakarpeif afilu min hamefuzar. Right, you're allowed to bring wood in without getting into the details. That's the Mishnah in Maseches Beitza. Ask Tosfos there, forget muksa. What about ma'amer? Why isn't that a ma'amer gathering in the wood from the field? Right? Why isn't that ma'amer? One little Tosfos, one line. Tema ha'havi ma'amer. Right? You can learn all of Maseches Shabbos and not get this Tosfos. This Tosfos is in Beit Salamat Aleph. It's not in Shabbos. So tema ha'havi ma'amer. So hu av melacha. Ma'amer is not melacha. So what do you mean? You're going to tell me it's ochal nefesh? It's not ochal nefesh. Milisha ve'elach. Oshal Nechmej only mutter later on in the Sidur Depas. So why is this mutter? Why is this ma'amer? So Tosfos answers, V'yoshlomar, delo shayach imur ela b'makam shegedelim sham. Imur only applies not only b'gidule karka ela b'makam gidulo. If I have a basket of apples that fell on the floor in my living room, there is no isser to gather that. Because it's only imur b'makam gidulo, not just Gidule Karkas. That's another limitation. So that's number two. There could be a third limitation. Unclear if it is, but there could be a third one. The Rambam in Perek Ches of Hilchos Shavos. The Rambam there talks about Hama'amer Ochlin. If somebody gathers food, im lachil, if he's gathering it to each Giyoraka Gogoris, what's the shear of Ma'amer? Gogoris, the size of a dried fig. Vim imer lebehema shear kamol pigdi. If you're gathering for an animal, then the shear is to fill the mouth of a goat. Vim lasaka, if the shear is to use for firewood, shear to lavash albeya, enough to cook. Okay, you have all these different shiurim. Ask the Menchas Chinuch, what is that word doing there? Hama'amer ochlin? We have no Gemara in Shas that says that Ma'amer only applies to food. The Gemara says that it applies to Gidule Karka only, things that grow from the ground, but it doesn't say anywhere that it only applies to food. Say, Esam and Chas Chinuch, I don't know where the Rambam got this from. Says the Menchas Chinuch, in the Pirush Mishnayis, he talks about wood. So wood is not Gidule Karka. Wood is not food. And therefore, he says the Rambam must have been Choserbo. He must have been Choserbo from his Shita in the Pirush Mishnayis, and said it only applies to food. Says the, let me find the line in the Menchas Chinuch. Umistafino lomar davar chadash. I'm a little scared to say it, but I think the Rambam is having another limitation that Ma'amer only applies to food. The Efshar Dasa Rambam, edible items. The Malechas Imer lo shayach rakpa ochlim velo beitzim. Only by food, not by wood. And that's why. There's no problem. Tosfos' problem in Beitza. You gather wood. Tosfos, why is it in Ma'amer? Oh, it's only Ma'akim Gidulo. No, the Rambam says, yes, it would be. It's not food. Ma'amer only applies to edible items. Unbelievable. That's how we would answer Tosfos' question, says the Minchas Chinuch. The Efshar Afil, it's in the Mosach Shabbos, in Mitzvah Lamed Beis in Yisro. The Efshar Afil B'machal Behema, to stam ochlem ayno machalada. Maybe even that Machal Behema doesn't apply to. That's why he says Hamamer Ochlin. Lahoros the Eber Loshach Rakba Ochlin, only by food. And then he quotes Va'avdeloneda, it's a great line. Va'avdeloneda mechan yatzal zel arabenu. And even though we don't know the Rambam's source for this, where does it say that it only applies to food? Efshar Shematza Be'ezamako. It must be he found some source. Kimavur come upon him. It must be the Rambam has a source. V'takef b'inyan zeh b'halacha shachreizeh, and he also wrote Makabetz Devela. And then he says, V'kivan delo nisteru das harambam me'ashas, there's no Gemara that says beferish against the Rambam. We don't know where the Rambam got this from, but there's no Gemara that says a beferish against the Rambam, lo nucha lidchos machmas she'ein anu yodim motzei hadin. We can't reject the Rambam because we don't know where he got the din from. Kirasa ein ayin rabenu yoser meitanu. The Rambam's eyes saw more than our eyes saw. Says the and then he says, I think it's the Mishnah Beit Daf Lamed Aleph. Not only does he say that's the answer to those kashas, maybe that's where the Rambam got it from. The Rambam read that Mishnah and said, why isn't there a problem in Ma'amer? By wood, it must be only applies to food. That's the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Beis. Amazing. So that would be another limit for the Malacha of Ma'amer. Not only makom gidula and gidula karka, but even maybe only by food. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So again, what the Gemara asked just now, the Gemara says, once something is not shechacha, because it was part of the other row, but what if you then did the other row and you forgot the same bundle? So do we say now shechacha, right? The last line of the Mara Fulda, right? Last year Maschel. Me name, do we say, ho, v'kfar nishkach barishona. V'lo nasa al shechacha, do we say, since it was originally forgotten, and it wasn't shechacha, it's not shechacha, and you might say, once something is not shechacha, so then maybe he's already considered to be zocha to it. Or do we say, no, it's not shechacha, but it's not shechacha yet. Last line. O name, afilo haki hashavi shechacha. Right now it is shechacha. And therefore we would say that it can become shechacha. So, nishmeyam and adal, let's try to prove it from the following. And we had this earlier on daf mem dalet. Imeres harishon v'esashim v'esashlishi. Yes, I'm going down a row. And I gather and I bundle the first, the second, the third. V'shachach hazaravi. I forgot the fourth. So, is tani, there's one brisa that says, Ibnatal zachamishi, hari yoshecha. One brisa says, once you take the fifth, then the fourth one is shechacha. The is tani, imshal lito, leschamishi, hari yoshecha. The other brisa says, as long as you waited the amount of time that it would take to do the fifth, so then it is, the fourth is shechacha. So machlokas, or 2 days in the Braisa, do you have to actually harvest the fifth one for the fourth one to be shechera, or just wait the amount of time? And Amar Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya, Bar Bun Bar Chiya explained, Man Damar Nata Zachamishi, the one, the Braisa that says that you have to actually harvest the fifth one, B'sheyei Sham Shishi, that's when there is a sixth. Meaning, if there is a sixth, then what? There was six altogether. So I did 1, 2, 3, and then I forgot the fourth. But forgetting the fourth is not shechera yet. Because we're going to learn in the Mishnah in a day or two from now that 3 is not shechera. Only 2 is shechera. 3 is not shechera. Remember that Rus knew that halacha. So the one that says you have to actually take the fifth, so that makes the fourth one shechera. That's the one that's because there was 4, 5, and 6. So then once I take the fifth, now the fourth one is all by itself. That's how it can be shechera. That's already going to be the raya. Right? It wasn't shechera when I had 4, 5, and 6. And then when I take the fifth, then it turns into shechera. Mandamar imshal lito asachamishi, and according to the Braisa that says that you don't have the fifth, b'sheisham shishi, there's nothing after the fifth. There's no sixth. All that's left after you do 1, 2, and 3 is 4 and 5. So once you forget 4, then 4 is shechera right away. So the Gemara says, let's go back to the first case. That's the raya. Imad shalom nato asachamishi. If before you took the fifth one, lo kfar nira harvi lidon b'shura, so the fourth one is part of the shura, 4, 5, and 6. There's 4, 5, and 6. You forgot the fourth, so then atam or shechera. So, and you see, it becomes shechera once you forget the fifth. Well, I'm sorry, once you harvest the fifth, and the fourth one becomes shechera. So you see, something that was not shechera could then become shechera. So vahacha, shechera. So here too, we would say the same thing, that it can become shechera after it wasn't shechera. Just like over there, so too here, if the other row was done. Good. So, a couple of questions now the Gemara asks that are unanswered. Haya Omer Echad Gadol. Let's say I have a whole row of bundles. Or let's say, not a whole row, let's say I have, five in a row. The third one, the middle one is a huge one. Is a huge one. So let's say I harvest the, going from east to west, right to left. I do the first one, the second one, and the big one, I harvested the right side of it. The outer side of it. So what's left? The other half of the third one, and then 4 and 5. Is that called 3? Is that called 3 so it's not shechera yet? Because I have 3 there, but the first one in the row, I already did half of it. So, that's the question. Haya omer echad gadol. If I have one big one, imar tzad achitzon, and I harvested the outer half. May I start from right to left, and I do the 1, 2, and then the third one, I do the outer one, so betzada panimi, nidon kashura. So the inner one, there's no reason to say that. That's not a bundle itself, even though it's not a stalk itself. Yes, it's smaller than it was, but it's still a bundle or a stalk, and then now you have 3 left. So you have 3 left, it's not shechera. But what happens if you flipped? Imar tzad hapanimi. I start from right to left. I do the first one, the second one, and then the third one, I don't do the side that's closest to what I just harvested, but I do the other side. So now there's a little bit of a hefsek. That's the question. Is there a hefsek between the two that are still standing and the half that I skipped over? So, imer tzara pnimi, betzara chitzon maushet yidom kishura. Do I judge that as 3? Or do I say because there's a little break, there's a half a sheath that I harvested in the middle, so then they're not called together. Or similar, imer tzad ho'elyon. What if I did the top of the stalks. Betzada tachto nida kashura. So if I only did the tops and the bottom one is still there, then for sure, right? I have 5. I did the first 2, then I did the third one, the top of it. The bottom one is still there, the bottom part is still there, and then there's 4 or 5. So that's 3. That's 3 stalks. That's not a problem. Betzada tachto nida kashura. But what about imar hatachton? What if I did the bottom? How do you do the bottom? Says the Rosh Sirli, says the Pnei Moshe. And you held up the top with a stick. Or with a, it was like leaning on a tree or something. Somehow you kept it up. So could the top be mitztarif to the 2 that are left? Betzada el yomar shiidon kashura? Could that be mitztarif to the 2? So that, this is the Gemara's question. The Mikdash Davish wonders, there are issues in Shas about suf, things that are floating. And do you say that avir chatzer, whether it's called chatzer or not? So l'chara, this shouldn't be shechera for sure. It's in the middle of the air. It's not on the field anymore. So the Mikdash Shavit says, it could be the Gemara is not asking that the what's in the air should be or should not be shechera. What's in the air is not in the ground anymore. But at least it should be enough to be mitztarif for the other 2 to be called 3. And that it's not shechera. right? It could be that that's Sof and that's for sure going to be out of the picture. But in terms of just being connected to the two that are still there, that's what the Mikdash David says. Maybe that's what the Gemara is asking about. Right? That's the Mikdash David in the yes, Yesh La'ayin, typically Mishu Tzaf. So he says, it could be that the Efshad Ha'acha B'imetz HaTachton Ein He'ibaya L'gabi Ha'elyon Atzmo Yavi Shechacha Elo L'gabi Shnayim Ha'achayrim Sheshachachan. The real question is about the other two. D'i Nidon Keshura, if it's judged like a row, Mitzarif L'gimel, and then there's three and there's not Shechacha. V'af De'ein HaShechacha Mahani La'atzmo Even though it's out of the picture for itself, but maybe it can be mitzarif to save the other ones and say that it is not shechacha. Okay, that's the ibaya at the end. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll get into other issues of shechacha in the coming dafim. And tomorrow's daf has maybe the most where the shechacha should have started. 2 verses 3. 2 is shechacha, 3 is in shechacha. We'll get to that next time.